This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Yeah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The weekend is coming.
I said, oh, I'm blinded by the light. No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. Ooh, I'm blinded by the light. No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch.
Solid.
Yeah.
That's, you nailed that. I think that should be in your dance set list.
Oh.
You have a dance set list?
Sure.
Like when you guys play?
No, you know what we're going to do next?
Because we are doing dance nights at the bar now.
I'm sorry. You're talking about Johnny Mosley's Sports and Spirits. Sorry, Mosley's Sports and Spirits.
Yeah. Just Mosley's.
Just Mosley's. Just Mosley's Sports Bar.
Yeah.
You're doing dance nights.
Yeah.
As in like dance competitions?
No, like DJ.
DJ
like
and clear the floor.
We clear most of the floor.
So now you're a nightclub.
Well, once in a while.
How often does this happen?
I think once a month or something like that.
How are they going?
But if you could go live, we could go Sarah Clark Band live if you had some dance tunes.
We don't have any dance tunes.
Just
and besides, all our concerts happen at our house.
Yeah, I know.
That's where we do it.
I was just trying to
see. You've been to the, you know, here's the thing I love about.
I was making a pitch.
I'll do whatever you want. I don't care. So, Johnny Mosley, this filling in today for Vinny.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello, and thank you.
Loving
because
it.
Vinny's very sick, and it's you know, it's just nice to have someone to, you know, you, Marcus. We have some good, you know, we have some depth.
Absolutely.
So you are one of the things I love about you, and there are a lot of things. I think you're great. You love music,
mm-hmm.
and you want to sing.
I know.
Whenever your wife has had to drag you out of my house
That's right. So
many times, like I can just see it on her face, and I'm like, okay, everyone stop playing so that Malia can get Johnny out of here. Like it's never going to happen unless the music stops. But it's one of the things I love about you. Like you're ready to jump on. You're ready to sing.
Never put a microphone up. Never give me the microphone.
Oh.
If you're ever
if you want
me.
It to stop.
That's right. Like just hold it, keep it part of your hand on the microphone.
Yeah.
And just you can put it to my mouth, but don't release it.
That's the key. We're doing a 60s party soon because you know we're setting up that whole studio and everything, right?
Uh-huh,
so it's getting wired. We're going to do it. We're going to do a 60s party.
There you
and
go.
You're going to get assigned a couple of songs.
Sweet.
But you will have to give up the mic once those songs are done.
Okay.
And then you'll have to enjoy the rest of the. You can sing along from the audience, but you can't have the mic the whole night.
Okay. 10-4.
Do you have a 60s song that comes to mind?
Sure, I mean, a 60s song. Gosh, yes.
Basically
you put
all
me on the spot.
Basically all the Beatles.
And, yeah,
I mean,
that's what came to mind. Yesterday. We'll do Yesterday.
Oh, you're going to do Yesterday.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. I just pulled that out.
Don't you want to be a little more rocking than that? You're a rocker.
I do. I'm trying to think of like...
well, now you know. I've planted the seed. You can look.
Dylan or something like that?
Is that what
60s?
You want to do?
Right.
Don't do it.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So where am I here? Do I have a sponsor? I do. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Broadway SF presents The Last Ship starring Sting. I'm so excited. We get to talk to Sting next week.
Whoa.
I know. It's exciting. Like Sting.
I don't
One
like
of my
him.
What?
You remember? Hooman tricked me. He wanted to know. He asked Sting question if he knew who
that
I was.
And it was on Johnny's.
And he got my hopes up. It was on my podcast.
Oh, that's right. Dude, I don't
and then,
remember that.
And he asked Sting in one of his interviews if he knew who
I was. Absolutely not.
He was like, nope. Yeah. But Hooman made it, you know, teased it out and made me.
Made you
know,
think that
think
maybe
that
Sting
maybe,
knew who you were.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So I don't like Sting.
Oh. Well, I like him a lot.
Is that shallow?
No. Sure.
Let him know when he comes in.
Let him know. I'll be like, you know, our friend Johnny's very upset that you don't know him. So Sting is going to be on the show next week. And
tell him I sing, by the way.
I will. You know what? I'm just going to write a bunch of questions about you and see if he can answer them.
Can you just direct him my rap video?
Please tell me you actually have a rap video.
I don't.
Oh, that's too bad. All right. Anyway, the tickets are on sale now at BroadwaySF.com. The Last Ship, starring, written by, and starring Sting. He wrote all the music, and he stars in this thing.
Oh, my God. We're still in the ad?
Well, you just...
I jacked it.
You jacked it. Golden Gate Theater. All right. Listen.
Oh, my God.
No! No!
It was aggressive.
It wasn't aggressive. Have you ever heard of Johnny Mosley? No! That's a hard no.
Fast, too.
No!
How did you pull that so quickly? That's impressive.
I don't even have to think about it. That's a absolute no. All right. So, like 10 years ago, maybe a little more, Duffy, she's this English chick.
Mm-hmm.
She's real cute. In fact, somewhere around, you know what? Can you pull up a picture so Johnny can see her?
Mm-hmm.
She had a hit. She won some awards. She was actually up for Best New Artist that year. I want to say she won Best Pop Vocal Performance on an album the one year that she had the thing. So here's the song. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Does it ring a bell at all?
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember now.
She's this tiny little.
She's got a great voice.
Yeah. So she had a big album, and that's not the only hit on it. Do you remember that, them, Brandon and Jesus?
I was singing along to it.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a bigger song. I think there's a more.
Oh, is that so? Well, there's a couple listed here. Well, Well, Well and Rain on Your Parade.
Maybe not. Okay.
Yeah,
don't let me go.
Anyway, that's one of her songs. We played the hell out of that on Alice. It was an Alice Essential. And she even came and did either like a Now and Zen or a summer thing. One of our big summertime concerts.
We had a poster on that wall forever with her.
We did.
A signed poster.
A signed poster. Yeah. Whatever happened to that?
Well, we cleaned up the studio.
I see. She got ripped down. So, I'm sorry, she's not, I mean, I guess she's British, right? She's a British, she's Welsh. So she's a singer. She was like the next big thing a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
But then, right after that record came out, other than in 2015, she was in some movie called Legend, she fell off the map, totally. Like, that's the only thing people have heard from her in the 10 years. So, and now we know why.
Why?
It's bad news. Oh. It's terrible news.
Great.
Prepare yourself. She did an Instagram post yesterday. I mean, I guess maybe people who follow her on Instagram have heard what she's been up to. And she wrote, this is Duffy, the singer. She said, the truth is, and please trust me, I'm okay and safe now. I was raped and drugged and held captive over some days.
What?
Of course, I survived. I don't really know what a Welsh accent is. Is it just English? No. The recovery took time. There's no light way to say it. Somehow she's like Irish-ish.
Oh.
She says, but I can tell you in the last decade, the thousands and thousands of days I committed to wanting to feel the sunshine in my heart again. The sun does now shine. It took her 10 years to work through this thing. And she is going to do the complete story. I guess she sat down with an interviewer, and I don't know if they recorded it or it'll be transcribed, but she's going to tell the whole story about what happened. She was drugged, sexually assaulted, and held for days. This is just the tip of the iceberg of what we're going to get from her. So, if you were ever wondering what in the hell happened to Duffy, next couple weeks, I guess she says we'll get the story, the complete story, in an interview that she's posting sometime in the next few weeks. So now's the time to follow Duffy, I guess, because, I mean, if you remember her and you're interested.
How does that
sounds like a terrible, tragic story.
Famous person.
She got nabbed somewhere. She got picked up. I don't know. She's on a break somewhere. I just don't know.
More likely to happen to.
Or maybe it was one of those things like she was alone for a random minute and she was randomly selected.
Yeah.
Selected.
Crime of opportunity.
Right. I just don't know.
A stalker seek out.
Right. Someone could have taken it from her house. I just don't know. Well, that's the whole point. We're going to get the whole story. But I just read that. So I'm like, oh my God.
That's horrible.
But I have wondered about Duffy over the years. Like, she had a couple mega hits, and I never saw a follow-up album, never saw anything. She was
gone.
How
does that happen without anybody knowing? Like, how did that not come out in the news or anything like that?
I don't know. I wonder if they, like, you know. Sometimes, if you're a victim of a crime like that, they do keep your
your
information secret. And then I suppose if she told a record company, like, I am not in any position to be making music.
Right.
In fact, one of the things, somebody asked her on social media, like, how come you didn't use your pain to write from? Mm-hmm. And she said, I couldn't even, my heart wasn't even beating. Like, I, you know, how do you sing with a completely crushed heart? I can't remember the exact quote.
Right.
I'm totally paraphrasing. She was like, no, I didn't have it in me. I was in, I was too dark.
Well.
Anyway, super, super sad news.
That is sad.
And I mean, I have to admit, I hate to say it, I'm totally intrigued. Like, what happened?
Right, the details. Like, I always want to know, like, what's the minute by minute.
Isn't that the wrong thing in humans? Like, we want to know the gory details about stuff?
No, I think it's the most important thing.
Really?
I think that's the problem is if you don't know, when you hear it, when you just get news bites of stories, but you don't actually know the play-by-play details. Mm. So sometimes the play-by-play details will cause you to be more alert, and sometimes they'll allow you to calm down,
right?
Because you can actually make
an rethink
assessment,
the whole
like
thing.
What's the everyone wants to know what's the risk to me, right? What's the risk to my kids in right. situations like that? Like, how does that happen, right? So the more details you know, the more you can be like, okay, well, I'm not in that situation, so I can kind of relax about that. Or if you're,
I gotta change this.
If you're
or that.
Like a young pop star, you need to know the details of that scenario so you never get yourself in that situation.
Right.
If some Yahoo. You
decides
know,
you're
if you
the
think
one.
You're like a young pop star and you win a Grammy and whatever, and you think, I can still live a normal life and go down to the grocery store and grab, you know, grab a brewski, but you have to get security or something.
Right.
And then your record label needs to know that too. Like, I need to be protected 24/7 because now you've made me into a
commodity.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think
Damn.
The more information, I think our natural inclination is to, we need to know more.
But you're saying it's sort of a self-centered need, like
That's
as
right.
in we need to, I want to selfishly know these details because
Absolutely.
It might help me to avoid what happened to you.
That's correct.
That's interesting. That's a good take.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next up.
Yeah. Text.
Get off the, no, I said next up.
Oh, good.
But if you'd like to do text,
no,
I mean, you really
not
grabbed
yet.
Right for it.
No, I didn't.
Whitney Houston, they're touring a hologram of Whitney Houston.
Okay.
So we've heard of this. I think there
Tupac.
Was like a Tupac one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who else. But we've
that was
been
the
hearing,
famous one, Coachella.
Yeah.
He did a concert.
Yeah. There he was.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole thing debuted last night in the UK. Like Whitney Houston on stage as a hologram. Mm-hmm. I assume that there's a live band or that it's not just like sort of an image of her in front of a curtain. I just don't know. It's getting mixed reviews
mm-hmm.
at best.
Uh-huh.
One attendee on social media called it incredible,
mm-hmm.
but it seems like a lot of people are less stunned. One said, I can't believe I've just been to see a hologram of Whitney Houston. What a mind F. Others say it seems like a desperate money grab. A music critic said it felt like Whitney was just being exploited. He said the hologram doesn't look real. The image was dim, a little bit blurry, and she stands in one place at the back of the stage.
Mm.
So I guess... You know, tone down your expectations if you're thinking you're going to see a Whitney Houston concert. I mean, honestly, if this is what you're going to go look at, just watch a movie that shows her singing in it or something.
Exactly.
I
mean, I think that all of those are true. And if you're surprised by any of those, then...
That's on you.
That's on you.
Right. What did you expect?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think holographic technology is at? I mean, where do you think it's at?
Right. And
it's a hologram.
Do you think they're doing it for fun, not to exploit her you know?
Yeah, no, that's money.
Estate and make some money.
Don't you think the estate is like, yes.
Yeah.
We need a little cash influx.
Enjoy it. If you actually took that step to buy a ticket to go, just
try to enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Right.
Yeah.
Just know you've spent the money.
Right.
Johnny, early this morning, mm-hmm. you said that you wanted to come up with some kind of challenge.
Mm.
Like something that would...
Mm.
put you on the map in a different way.
Right.
You know, you feel like, you know, you don't want to be seen as a one-trick pony that got, you know, the dinner roll.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's not your only thing you can do.
Past, yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You said it. You want a second act.
Mm-hmm.
So does Eminem.
Oh,
Eminem
snap.
Has issued it. Maybe this will inspire you. I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, listen, you can, that's the thing, is he's actually, you know, super concise with his pronunciations. It's a 31-second section of the song. He raps 224 words with 330 total syllables. That's 10.65 syllables per second, or like just over seven words per second. So it's insanely difficult. But now he's got this Godzilla challenge. He wants you to rap it in the same amount of time in that rhythm. So a lot of people nailed it, or at least they were able to pretend like they could somehow. But I'm thinking, I mean, it's not, I don't know how you're going to work rap into whatever your second act is, but, you know, this guy came up with a challenge.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be known for that challenge, I like that.
Yeah. I don't know. It does, also does not say that it benefits anybody. You know how usually these challenges have like
that's
a
good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to put a charity.
Element.
Yeah.
He's just benefiting his back
himself.
Pocket,
right.
His social image.
Get to print those lyrics out. Maybe the 9 o'clock hour will all try.
I mean, do you have to, for just back to the Eminem Godzilla challenge, does it have to be audible, like clear? Is there a judge, or do you just have to fit the words in?
Yeah, I would
that?
Assume it has to be as clear as Eminem does.
Well,
it,
but leave out the swears, obviously. If there's someone in our audience that knows it and can do it, feel free
to
call.
You have to do the exact same
rap. Yeah, yeah.
You can't make up your own. That's incredible.
To do what he's doing.
Oh, man.
Print out.
I can't believe anyone can do it.
Hey, Jesus, can you print out that
Yeah, print out a couple copies of the lyrics just for that one section, the 31-second section. And then
it's called Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla. And then if any of our listeners can do it, they can, you know, call us.
Oh, man, we're going to have to keep our finger
on the
top.
Oh, that's right. Actually,
hard.
That's true. Yeah, you can't put the swears in there.
You know, I don't know. That's a tough one.
But we'll have to try it. But let's practice it, Johnny.
Oh, my.
Actually, you know what? You could have done it first thing this morning when you were shot out of a cannon.
Oh,
like, I bet you could have done it.
Sure.
You can't do it now.
Now I'm ready for it.
That's a challenge.
Here, I'm getting cold.
Oh, God. Anyway, I'm going to set that aside. 9 o'clock hour, we'll do that. Yesterday,
Oh, sorry, coming back to this. Okay.
Yeah, we'll come back to it. The Harvey Weinstein thing is, it's not ongoing because although he is going to get tried in Los Angeles now, he's in the hospital. They say they're going to hold him. And the last I heard on CBS this morning, on my drive in here, so the 5 o'clock news, AM, they were saying they're probably not going to put him in like a general pop while he waits for trial. They're going to put him like there's a little bit cushier place up in Albany that he might go to. Like they're trying to figure out what they can do with this guy. But one of the things yesterday as we were recording the Johnny Mosley pod, new episodes every Monday, radio.com. I guess I just wasn't paying enough attention to this. They took photos of his body. And part of the testimony was that he's like kind of ruined down there.
Mm-hmm.
Like he doesn't have man eggs and that he has to inject right into the unit in order to like. In fact, one of the ladies was like, I saw it and went, what is going on there? And I pitied him like that he's deformed. Like the juror actually got these big poster sized photos of his naked body. Like, God, I mean, even though I think he's awful, I still feel like what a thing to have to go through. Even if you're, let's say for a minute that he wasn't guilty of the crimes and this happened. Like, I feel less bad, I guess, because I do think he's a scumbag. But I still feel like, God, to have your body photographed when you're supposedly an innocent man, you know, considered innocent until proven guilty. And now they've got these poster sized pictures of you that they're all handing around and, you know, ogling over and
Zoomed in and printed out.
Zoomed in and printed out. Like, I don't have the actual photos, but I do have the artist renderings of the courtroom scene. Look at the size of that. And what they're like, obviously, the courtroom artist was able to go, well, then there's his belly and here's what the junk looks like.
Yeah.
I didn't really.
Yeah.
I didn't want to read graphic descriptions of what had happened to these women because as they did testimony, like, I don't need that crap in my head.
All right.
So I didn't. And I think that's how I missed that. But DeJesus yesterday was telling us all about it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's bizarre.
It is.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
I mean, and you can't feel sorry for him. I mean,
I do, though, in a way. Like, I feel like that's so humiliating.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, I guess I get it, but. Couldn't they just say what it looked like? Do they have to show them pictures?
Well, I think you have to prove that these women, you know, are telling the truth and, you know, and that's going to be more effective and he's just got to suck it up. I mean, but I did find that part about injecting the penis with like directly into it. I mean, I didn't realize that was horrifying. Even a thing.
Right. No.
Like, I would assume, like, the Viagra doesn't work at that point, and you got to go straight in with the, hold on, you know, and like, right in front of, he's not like, I'm going to go in the bathroom, we'll be right back.
No,
he's like, hey, and he the girl's like, in front watching of him inject into his penis to get it up. I mean, this is like,
okay,
this
we're
guy
skating
is
on the line
sick,
right now.
Sick dude.
That level of
the best he
comfort.
Can hope for is that he just has a big heart attack and goes down right now because, you know.
That's actually, I hate to say it, that's a.
Well, you know, he's supposed to go to Rikers directly from there.
Yes.
But he had chest pains and they took him to the
I'd
hospital.
I'd have chest pains
like,
too if I was going right to Rikers. Oh, mean, God, I'm not feeling well. You better take me to the hospital.
You know,
he's still in the medical ward or the medical wing. I'm sorry, the lockdown medical wing of Bellevue Hospital. All right.
I mean, at least it explains his disposition going into this whole thing. Like, why he's such a sick, you know, dude. I mean, he's obviously had some, I don't know, was he always this way? Like one of the girls said they thought he was.
Yeah, intersex.
Intersex, I think
she thought,
the term.
She thought he had both things going
right,
on.
Right, so he's.
But it, interesting. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up because
yeah.
I want to talk about uncomfortable things.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the news? Johnny Mosley.
Well, funny you would ask. This is right on the sex tip. This is a woman who's, she was arrested. You know, she was arrested driving topless, but it was interesting because of a reason. There's a reason it's interesting.
That's you can get pulled over for driving topless?
Well,
I can't wait to hear this story.
It was a little more than that.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.